Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for this your word which you freely share with us that we may know you all the more. It truly is a lamp unto our feet, helping us to walk the path laid before us. And so, Lord, we ask you to open up our hearts and minds to receive this your blessing and your grace. We pray that the expounding upon the word is also pleasing to you, and that you use it for your glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 to 23. Hear now God's word. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the work of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have, in interest of time today, just a brief thought. And take that with a grain of thought, a grain of salt. A brief for a pastor is not always as brief as you think it is. But I'll do my best. The Bible presents, there are so many things that I love about the Bible. And I say a lot of things like, this is my favorite thing about the Bible, when I have multiple favorite things about the Bible. But this truly is one of my very favorite things about the Bible. The Ten Commandments are written in two tablets. Now, do you think we can get to ten Commandments? Is there anyone here who can do the Ten Commandments all by themselves? Probably not. But let's give it a shot. It's always fun. All right, so Ten Commandments, what are they? All right, that's not going so well. What is it? Okay, there's one. Oh, we don't have to do any particular order. Take the pressure off, okay? All right. No other God before. What's the other one? Father and mother, don't kill. Sabbath day, honor Sabbath day, don't covet. Don't bear false witness. Don't take God's name in vain. I think we heard a don't kill. Steal. Did we get a steal? Okay, we're up to 80%. That's passing. What's that? Did we do covet? Did we do don't bear false witness? Did we do that one? Okay. What else? We got two left. Graven images, idols. We did something similar to that. No other gods. One left. We did. That was mine. Tell you what, when you get home, read the Ten Commandments. I think someone said adultery. No, no one said adultery? You know, coincidentally, when the Gutenberg press was the thing, there was a printing error in one of the Bibles, and it said, thou shalt commit adultery. They forgot to put the not. They ended up destroying all of those. Anyway, so the Ten Commandments, as we've listed them, but in the correct order, the first four, and arguably fifth, honor thy mother and father, are about how one relates to God. And then the next, again, if you start with five, which is kind of a transitory one, and then the next five, the 6 through 10, are about how we relate to one another. How we love God, how we love one another. So now fast forward a few thousand years and we get to Jesus. Jesus was asked, tested by one of the Pharisees and said, Lord, which is the greatest of the commandments? And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. That one we know. Love that one. Because it's concise and it's easier to remember. But he didn't stop there. He continued and he said, there's a second like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus, in his summary of the commandments, also represented the two tables. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor. How we deal with God, how we deal with one another. But Jesus placed within it a transitory kind of thing. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and the other which is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And that phrase, the other which is like it, links the two and makes them inseparable. Meaning, when you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, you will and you must love your neighbor as yourself. And the only way to truly love your neighbor as yourself is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Now, fast forward once again about 30, 40, 50 years. And we have Paul, who's writing a letter to the Ephesians. And he's heard about the Ephesians, and he thanks God for them. But this is what he heard about them. This is what he praises. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. I have heard of your faith and your love. Two tablets. The two commandments summed up. Faith in God, love for people. I'm a kind of person who does not like complex things. I like simplicity. Faith and love. According to Paul and according to Jesus and according to the Hebrew Bible, this is how we're supposed to live in our lives with faith and love. Today is All Saints Day. We remember those who have gone before. We remember their faith and love. Remember how they loved God, and through that love for God, they loved us. We're not talking perfection here, but we're talking perseverance. How they didn't give up. How they kept on trying. How they helped to make us who we are. For better and for worse. Again, we're not talking about perfection here. But how every step of that way, God was with them and was with us. Paul celebrates faith and love. But that's not the end of the story. You see, Paul says, I thank God for your faith and love. And because of that, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him. In other words, through our faith and love, that's just the beginning. The next part is to get to know the Lord more so that our faith and our love grow. I pray that today, as we remember those who have gone before, that we examine our faith and love and that we seek to grow our faith and love so that we may love those around us all the more, that God may make them whom God desires them to be.